The first ghetto, Jewish ghetto in the world, was in Venice, and we're entering the new ghetto, which was rebuilt after it had been moved from an island. It was a tiny little place. These walls are just the boundaries of it, and it played a vital role in the Viennese economy. One might wonder why in Venice they should have the ghetto for the first time. And the reason is that, above all, a commercial empire like Venice needed liquid capital. They needed to borrow and lend. And yet, the Catholic Church said this was illegal. And so they used the Jews as a money laundering operation. And they weren't prepared to let the Jews mingle in with the population. So they put them on an island outside in the lagoon first, and then on this tiny little thing. It was closed off, the door was shut at night, and they were kept in here. But they became immensely rich, even though they lived in simple surroundings here. The other interesting thing is that the word ghetto, which entered the language from this particular spot here, this was the old iron foundry of Venice, and the word ghetto means iron foundry.